95.5 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Groundbreaking ceremony at the Cardinal Stadium at Greenwich High School yesterday. And a half an hour from now, I'll be joined by Alexandra Mock, environmental analyst, Greenwich Conservation Commission, on some upcoming events. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. And second Thursday of each month means State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing wonderfully, Tony. Good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you. And we'll start off with health care. What's the latest on that in the legislature?
Well, we're going to be looking at a lot of different moving parts today. I didn't necessarily expect that I would be in the middle of the discussion on health care, but as I sit on the Insurance and Real Estate Commission, it's coming before us as our purview on insurance and insurance pay, medical plans. So we're reviewing both the controller's proposal for a public option, as well as the governor's proposal for a pharmaceutical tax, and waiting to hear on a Republican plan for a resolution to our health care issues. So we've got three on the plate that I've got to figure out whether we mix and match and the best alternatives within them.
Any early thoughts about this? We've spoken to CBIA and from the business end. They're opposed to this kind of public option, saying it's very costly and may drain more money and taxpayers and things like that. What are your thoughts?
Well, so far we've opened up our official state plan to our municipal employees. So the residents of Greenwich are getting the tax benefits of a municipal plan that's offered by the state. I want to understand what the implications are for the insurance industry. I also want to understand how well the plan has performed in terms of its costs and premiums, that we are doing it on an effective way before I, sit there and endorse another opening of a public-type plan for the private sector. I'm listening and hearing the concerns of the insurance industry. I think CBIA, takes a relatively cautious approach to these types of plans. But, as we all sit there as human beings, mothers and fathers, and independently employed, we know that the public insurance markets or the private insurance markets where we have to seek a health care coverage, it's getting tougher and tougher every day. The deductibles are higher. You're ending up with $5,000 to $10,000 deductibles with $30,000 to cover a family. The healthcare costs are out of control in the United States, and so the question is this an effective way to either control that or get to better options for the populace? It's not an easy question.
Now, speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers, next up, third-party energy suppliers. What's happening there?
We're going to be looking at further tightening the rules on third-party energy suppliers. It's been one of those things that I bang the table on incessantly. We've managed to limit their participation in the markets for our poorest and most vulnerable residents in the last session, and that saved the state on the order of $7 million annually. For the general public, we're seeing that the surcharges are at about $45 to $54 million a year. The Wall Street Journal ran an article on how this deregulation with third-party suppliers across the country has led to incredible surcharges without really any discernible benefit. So we're going to have to look to see how we tighten that. I was very happy to see the Journal article, which obviously takes, you would say, a nonpartisan and very business hard-nosed approach analysis, and they did not have much that was favorable to talk about that industry. So I'll be looking at regulating them to the best possible way.
All right. The stimulus package was approved by the Senate, the House. The President will sign it tomorrow. Money's coming to Connecticut. What can you tell us, if anything, about the legislature's involvement in this?
Okay. So far, it's going to be, the devils are going to be in the details. What I can tell you so far is on the thumbnail is there's a decent and significant amount of money coming to the state of Connecticut. The money is awarded some at the state level and prescribed as to how it goes out to both the municipalities, the schools. There's also money for the hospitals and for nonprofits. There's also included, extension of unemployment benefits. It's going to come down to reading the fine print on how much discretion is in the governor and the Office of Policy Management in terms of how the money is allocated and in what calendar year. But I'm anticipating some significant amounts of money, even for the town of Greenwich. You know, some preliminary figures that indicated something on the order of $9 or $10 million for the school system. That may be shy. I have to see what the final numbers and final assessments look like. There's also money for the municipality. Also, because most of the states have an organization into county government, there was money allocated to county government. I understand the formula, since not all the states have county government, the formula is going to include some allocation back into the municipalities by population. So kind of, so if there was money allocated at the county level, you will see it then come back down to cities like Stamford and Greenwich based on population. So I'm trying to get a full sense in the counting of those numbers. I know, obviously, that we're walking into a budgetary season. Those funds will be important to have documented, both for the town and even, you know, in my job as state representative, so importantly for the state, to figure out what the resources are and how do we shepherd those and manage those in this COVID environment. So I'm waiting to get a final reporting. The governor will have a proposal, and we will be there then wrestling to make sure that we think that the timing and allocation of the funds in his budgetary proposal fit both the letter and spirit of the law, and to figure out if we have any differences in interpretation and want to see it spent slightly differently or accounted for differently.
All right, State Representative Stephen Mesker, it's always good to talk to you. We'll talk again next month.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
State Representative Stephen Mesker joins us on the second Thursday of each month. Next Thursday.